Love letters, women try to sneak into their hotel rooms. Who are they? They're Beatles impersonators. So, the ladies are really hot for you guys, huh?
Oh, sure. Well, you have to expect it when you look this much like Paul McCartney.
Wow, he's good.
Thirsty?
No, I believe it's Friday.
No, are you thirsty?
No, I'm Waldo.
Man, I'm going to the kitchen.
Hey, while you're there, would you give me something to drink?
Do you have bizarre love problems?
Nope.
Do you know someone else who does? If you know someone with bizarre love problems, call this number. We'd love to hear about it.
Cool.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Hello, baby.
Hi, hon.
Three children, four others suffered serious injuries. Police have a suspect.
Harry.
In
stop that.
I'm watching the news, sweetie.
The news.
But Carl, the news is going to be on for another half hour.
So?
So this flimsy little thing won't keep me warm for another half hour. I'm cold.
Well, put on a robe, sweetie.
Harriet!
Carl Winslow, you've got to be the most unromantic man I have ever met.
Well, now, what are you talking about?
Carl, I'm saying I want you and me to cuddle. Don't you want to cuddle, Carl?
Well, yes, sweetheart, I want to cuddle, but and we'll cuddle like crazy right after the news.
Oh, Harriet? Why did the kids agree to go on this talk show?
Two reasons. They get to be on television and they get a free t-shirt.
Oh, it's starting.
Love someone who didn't love you back?
Well, our guests today are real experts in unrequited love. Our topic today is, I worship the ground you walk on, but you treat me like the mud between your toes. Let's get started! Our first guest is an American original. This is a guy who's loved one girl with all of his heart ever since kindergarten. Aww. But she wouldn't give him the time of day in a clock shop. Let's meet Steve Urkel. About this girl you love so deeply.
I don't love to, Tiff. I've loved Lon Lee Winslow ever since. Whoa! Whoa!
are you?
Well, she says she doesn't find me attractive. But what woman could turn down this?
We have a question?
Yeah, if Laura won't go out with you, does that mean you don't date?
Why, no, sorry, Bob. I date a sweet thing I like to call Amira.
Would you like to meet the two women in Steve's life?
Yeah!
Many handsome guys. Yeah. Which one's my camera? Hey, Ma. Hey, Grandma.
Now let's bring out the other woman in Steve's life. Say hello to Myra Boutros Boutros Monkhouse.
Love your show, but I have got to know something. How do you manage to stay so trim? Isn't she trim, everyone?
Now, Steve, you love Myra.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Why, she's my little bowl of custard.
But you love Laura, too.
Oh, absolutely. Why, you never stop loving your first love.
Myra, that would make a lot of women jealous.
Oh, not me. You see, Steve is a genius, but he has always confused love with pity for chubby girls who can't hold a man.
Look who's talking. The eighth dwarf, Busty. Oh!
I know what you're thinking. Another love triangle. I've seen it on Sally, taped it on Oprah. Well, buckle up, because we're taking a white knuckle ride to Loopy Land. Steve, do you always look like this?
No, ma'am. I can alter my DNA and change myself into a completely different person.
You don't just mean change your voice and clothes.
I change myself on the molecular level. You see, I cease being Steve Urkel, and I become Stefan Urkel.
Oh, come to me, baby! Oh, I like Stefan.
Well, we'll be back and watch Steve's DNA go daffy, an amazing high-tech makeover. Urkel's charismatic alter ego, Stefan Urkel. Steve, tell us about this fascinating device.
Well, this baby here is my transformation chamber. It electrostatically alters my chromosomes.
Wow.
Now, I will load the chamber with a secret formula I like to call a boss sauce.
Listen, Steve, before you do that...
Shh. I'm boring. Man, if you will kindly pull down on this lever, I'll be back in a flash.
just want to leave teeth marks all over him.
Laura, it's been quite a while since you've seen Stefan. What do you have to say?
Hello, baby.
I missed you, too.
Any questions for Stefan?
Stefan, you're so handsome and smooth.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Et tu es très jolie, ma chère.
Thanks, but why would you ever want to go back to being that nerdy Steve Urkel?
Well, hey, if my man Steve is happy being who he is, then in my book, that makes him cool.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad.
Oh, Stefan! Stefan! Do you wear boxers or briefs?
Neither.
Good Lord. 555-6722. Call me, baby.
Okay, four people, two love triangles, but there's more. There's another member of the Winslow family who's the object of unrequited love. Say hello to Laura's big brother, Eddie! Welcome, Eddie. Now, did you know that a certain young lady has a very big crush on you?
Only one?
Would you like to meet your admirer?
Well, in the immortal words of Mr. Marvin Gaye, let's get it on.
Folks, all the way from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, no.
Steve's cousin, Myrtle Urkel.
Delicious. How about a big juicy kiss?
In your dreams, Myrtle.
Why, you've been having them too? What was I wearing?
A toe tag.
What a clever jest. Now, you lean back and feast your eyes on a visual smorgasbord of womanly wiles. Hit it, boys!
No romantic interest in you whatsoever.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. Don't you just love it when he plays hard to get? His lips quiver like a wounded trout.
Look, I have had it. I want my Stevie back. And how long do I have to sit next to this Armani knockoff?
Hey, chill, baby.
Yeah, watch it, girl. Don't you go trashing my man.
He is not your man. He's a microwave version of my man.
Look at here, Weston.
Oh, no. Excuse me.
Sit down.
Call it!
are supposed to be good friends, but did you act like it? No. You come on national TV and yell at each other.
You seem to know our guests.
No, I'm their friend. I'm Waldo Geraldo Faldo. I'm the guy who called your show and suggested that my friends come on.
Well, Waldo, talk to your friends. Tell them what's in your heart.
Okay. Guys, way deep down in your spleen, you all care about each other. You see, life is short, and so is Gary Coleman. It's like Rodney King said, can't we all just sing a song? Here's the bottom skinny. Find ways to heal each other instead of hurt.
He's right. Yeah. Let's heed the words of the Waldo man. May they echo in the mind and live in the heart.
I really would like for us to be friends, Laura.
Me too.
Myrtle, you and I could get along just fine if you just slow down and stay in your own state.
Oh, I knew you loved me. I'm wearing you down, Dumplin'. I'm wearing you down.
That's so beautiful. People needing people. That's what this show is all about. Tomorrow on Tiffany, transvestite tugboat captains and the women who love them. Check out!
Good evening.
Carl.
The new Carl. And you are the lady of my dreams. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes. So true. Oh. That's why all the guys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. So very close. I love you, Mrs. Winslow.
To
excuse me, I forgot my sweater.
Tonight at 6, a 3-year-old boy is traumatized after witnessing a neighborhood boy violently beat his cat with a stick on an all-new Judge Judy. Then at 7, ladies argue over a deal gone bad for a horse named Princess on a must-see Judge Joe Brown. Now, it's Family Matters coming up next on UPN 27.
Where are you going?